This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wow. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing, but I am. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean. Again, friends, we got about 170,000 friends that we're working back and forth with across this country to fight the good faith in hopes of actually receiving from power on high, from our Heavenly Father, as John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. So I say that to say this, we're doing what we're doing and leaving the results up to God, but we got a lot of folks that are involved in the battle that's in front of us right now. So we want to tell you thank you very much for being a part of America's dilemma and bringing forth the answers. Rather than magnifying the crime, we're magnifying the law against the crime, and that's exactly how you bring forth justice so we can have peace and righteousness within this land once again. Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. As well, friends, phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, this is what I was laughing about, and I'll play this after our second segment or possibly after our third segment, but I promise I'll get this in. We have a California-based animal rights activist group. I'm not even going to bring forth their name. I'm not going to give them any credibility whatsoever. But this group came forth, and they decided to enter into a grocery store. And, folks, I kid you negative. I didn't make this. You can't make this stuff up. They are actually having funerals for frozen chickens. And when you're watching these mentally ill people, the first thing that goes through me is, first of all, these folks ain't playing, number one. They care more about the life of a frozen chicken. They are having a funeral in a grocery store, friends. This is available on Sons of Liberty Media, by the way. And it's called Animal Rights Activists Demonstrate the Definition of Mental Illness in the Frozen Department in a Grocery Store. But while I'm watching this, these guys are literally going back and forth, talking about the slaughter of chickens and this atrocity. And the first thing I started to think of is, again, going back to what we talk about on this radio show, how environmentalist friends, these PETA folks as well, how they contradict themselves at every step, but they have more of a care for Earth, Mother Earth, and for the animals than they do human life. They're not going in a grocery store protesting those that murder innocent babies. They're inside of a grocery store protesting the murder and slaughter of these helpless chickens who have a soul and a body, one individual brought forth. And I'm laughing because I don't know what else to do. The only thing else I can do, my only option is to cry. Because, friends, you need to understand that if you sit down on this sort of stuff, you are encouraging this to take stride concerning who we are as a people. I mean, folks, I'm looking at the picture right now. It's got a picture. It's the front of the video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, animal rights activists demonstrate the definition of mental illness in a frozen department in a grocery store. And I'm going to play this audio for you in just a bit here. But again, it shows the pictures of chickens alive. And these people are dead serious, friends. They're not kidding. It's not food, it's violence, one sign states. And then what they do is they begin to take turns actually preaching at this funeral for these frozen dead chickens. And again, I want you to understand something, friends. These are dangerous, dangerous people, okay? We're going to get to that in just a little bit here, friends. I'm still looking at it. I'm like, I almost want to play the audio for you right now, but I'll get to that right after. We're going to have Matt Barber from Barbwire. He's also a columnist and a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and he's talking about the deafening silence after Obama's buddy and HRC, Human Rights Commissioner, founder, charged with rape of a 15-year-old boy. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes right on the other side of the first break here. But, friends, before I get to that, I want you to go to Sons of Liberty Media and check out some of the things that we got going on here. United States troops warned not to wear uniform to prevent jihad attacks in Europe. By the way, if you want to know who means to rule over you, find out just exactly who you cannot speak out against. That's who's behind what's going on here. And I also want you to understand that the jihadist, terrorism, so on and so forth, it is all contrived to bring forth and browbeat dissenters to the point of shutting people up and shutting people down. And obviously, friends, killing those that they don't want here anymore. And that's why these jihadists are out to snuff out the Christian populace worldwide. So again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, forced tolerance, exactly how does that work? Well, it's like agree with us or else, right? That's exactly what this is about. They like to hold up the shield as if playing the victim when in fact behind the shield is the spear. And that's what you have to do is just tap in just a little bit and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. Again, it's a totalitarian method. Nothing new under the sun again, friends. Also, we have a brand new contributor on Sons of Liberty Media, Sarah Brenner. She got posted what makes an education, what makes an education system great. You can also check that out. And one more brand new one just put up by Tim Brown, writer and editor from Sons of Liberty Media. Why Barack Obama is wrong about the Bible and immigration. Well, just got to keep in mind, friends, and do keep this in mind, the devil quoted scripture too. And he always perverts it in his meaning. So we just seen that just the other day. The devil himself using one of his little minions to actually twist scripture. So folks, it just happened. You've seen the exhibition on television. Some of you have, some of you haven't. But just to hear Barack Hussein bring forth, scripture into any form of context, you already can rest assured, friends, it's some sort of perversion. And of course, what is he trying to do? He's trying to appease the people to think, well, he's not that bad of a guy if he's actually quoting scripture. When in fact, friends, if you look at Isaiah 5, we can see that he puts light for darkness and darkness for light. He puts evil for good and good for evil, sweet for bitter, bitter for sweet, so on and so forth. In other words, he does just the exact opposite as to what he says he's going to do. That's how you know what this administration is about. Matter of fact, I just read the book of Matthew this morning. I'm still reading. I'm going through the book of Matthew. But interestingly enough, Jesus said that you know them by their fruits. And there it is again. It's pretty easy to figure out. A good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit, and a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. So again, we know what we're dealing with concerning this administration. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back after this break with Matt Barber, contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and he also has a website called barbwire.com. Deafening silence after Obama's buddy, Human Rights Commissioner. By the way, there's a picture of Obama and his wife and our friend that was just busted for child pedophilia and crimes against children. We'll be right back with Matt Barber, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. America, they will always get away with whatever you let them get away with. Last week we were talking about Larry Brenken, who is a career lawyer and a homosexual activist who was crowned by the homosexual community when he led the effort to legalize something called homosexual marriage, sodomite marriage, friends, in California. He is also the man that was making $135,000 per year working for the Human Rights Commission in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, the Board of Supervisors even established a Larry Brenken Week in February of 2010 in his honor. Oh, isn't that noble? But friends, did you know that the San Francisco Weekly reported that Larry Brenken, San Francisco's well-known gay rights activist, he appeared in court not too long ago, and he's aged now, 66 years old. He was arrested by the San Francisco Police Department, who claimed that he had been using the email blankety 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 blank to view images of children as young as perhaps 1 year old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men, accompanied by highly racist commentary. I'm sorry, friends. I have to say what I'm saying. I really am. Comments by Larry Brenken included via email, "I loved especially the little black girl." That's not what he said. "The two-year-old getting nailed," said this homosexual icon. "Hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde of a little baby girl, 1 year old, blank, he's going to get." "White power, white supremacy, white blank rules," said Mr. Larry Brenken. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose. I'm going to bring up Matt Barber, who is a contributor over here at sonsoflibertymedia.com. He brought up a brand new article concerning another human rights individual. He works on the commission. He is appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Well, he was just busted last week for actually sodomizing a 15-year-old kid. Okay, we're not talking about a little 1 and 2 year old kid. Now we're talking about, hey, you know, a 15-year-old kid. But interestingly enough, they love little kids, these particular individuals do. And so without further ado, I want to bring up Matt Barber. Again, has his own website called barbwire.com. By the way, I love the name, Matt. And I just want to tell you, first and foremost, thanks for joining me, Matt. I just thought it was that good that I had to get you on the radio so you could explain as to why the state-controlled media is bringing forth, well, nothing but silence concerning Barack Hussein Obama's buddy, an HRC founder who is charged with rape of a 15-year-old boy, why the state-controlled media is not talking about it. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Bradley. Good to be on, man.
Yeah, good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you very much. But why are you taking such an interest in what's going on here, Matt? I mean, I don't really see what the big deal is.
Yeah. Well, this fellow, Terrence Patrick Bean, he is a huge bundler for the DNC, was the largest fundraiser for Barack Obama in Oregon, and is good buddies with Barack Obama. In fact, has written on Air Force One, a ton of pictures of him with Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. In fact, this fella is the founder of the Human Rights Campaign in Washington, D.C., an extremist sexual anarchist organization, HRC, that was designed solely to push the radical homosexual activist agenda. And this guy was a founder, a pederast, in Terrence Patrick Bean, Terry Bean, at least an accused pederast, but according to authorities in Oregon, this is a pretty airtight case. But good buddies with Barack Obama, who introduced him or thanked him as his good friend when Obama himself was speaking at this extremist organization's fundraiser, the HRC. And he has been arrested for, as you pointed out, for felony sodomizing a 15-year-old boy. But this is nothing new, just one more example of these radical homosexual activists getting caught with their hand in the cookie jar, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, literally. I mean, we go back to Kevin Jennings, Obama's Safe Schools Czar, who was appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. He's also a founder for the organization GLSEN. He's the one that said, I'm sorry, I was going to say something else there, but I'll add this to it. He was the one that was responsible for actually writing a foreword to an elementary book called Queering the Elementary Education. And it's interesting how he likes to have these guys around him because he's pointed over 225 radical homosexuals and transvestites to federal governmental positions. But, you know, I just can't, you know, imagine, and I'm being facetious, of course, because when I said, you know, why is this such a big deal, Matt? I have a friend that's an investigator in one of the counties here in the state of Minnesota, and he said, pedophiles, he said, they're the nicest people to your face. He said, but you can never turn your back onto them. And he also said this. Now, I do desire the redemption of the homosexual communities, and I do know that there's a distinction between the effeminate and the masculine. But it's up to them to repent before a just and a holy law, not me. That's not my job. That's theirs, and it's the work of the Holy Ghost. But in saying that, he also said, Bradley, he said, these people have crossed the line. He said, there is no rehabilitating people that have violated children. What say you?
Well, absent a complete transformation through the power of the Holy Spirit, I think you're probably right. I mean, but unfortunately, this is, as I point out in my latest column talking about this, that, you know, this whole phenomenon is as old as the ancient Greek bathhouse. A pederasty runs rampant in pedophilia within the homosexual community, and this isn't me saying this. You know, you get lambasted by the Southern Poverty Law Center and called a hate group if you mention this reality. But the fact of the matter is that according to the Archives of Sexual Behavior, to studies, a left-leaning organization, a scientific organization, the Centers for Disease Control has pointed out that for instance, gay men or gay-identified men are at least, this is a quote, at least three times more likely to report having been molested as children, as young boys, and that homosexual men who identify as gay are this is the Archives of Sexual Behavior has established that they are 10 times more likely to sexually assault minors, children, young teen boys, and so forth. So this is just a fact, a scientifically established fact. So we shouldn't be surprised when someone like the founder of the Human Rights Campaign, Terry Bean, is busted for allegedly raping a 15-year-old boy. This is par for the course.
Well, at the beginning of your article here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, again called Deafening Silence After Obama Buddy, HRC founder charged with rape of a 15-year-old boy. You start out with a quote by the name by a guy by the name of Harry Hay. Now, we know that Harry Hay is an icon for the homosexual organization, pedophile organization called NAMBLA, which is North American Man Boy Love Association. And we also know that their slogan is, when they're going up and down in gay pride parades, where they're crying out sex before eight, before it's too late. Now, I didn't say that. This is what they are saying, and this is what they are doing. But your quote starts out in such a fashion, Matt. You said, you quoted Harry Hay, the founder of the modern gay rights movement, when it states, it seems to me that in the gay community, the people who should be running interference for NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, are the parents and friends of gays. Because if the parents and friends of gays are truly friends of gays, they would know from their gay kids that the relationship with an older man is precisely what 13, 14, and 15-year-old kids need more than anything else in the world. Pretty crazy, yeah, Matt.
Just unbelievable, isn't it? And Harry Hay, of course, you mentioned Kevin Jennings, the founder of GLSEN, another radical homosexualist organization. He has said that Harry Hay is his hero, you know. He said that he inspired him. Harry Hay is recognized by the Human Rights Campaign, by GLSEN, by all of the so-called LGBT organizations as an icon. He is the founder of the modern gay rights movement. He is an icon. They still don't mind at all today celebrating Harry Hay, just like Harvey Milk. You know, yep. Harvey Milk today in San Francisco, the former politician there in San Francisco. He's been given. Obama gave him a stamp with his own postage stamp with the United States Postal Service. He was known, and it was established that he liked these 15, 16-year-old boys, just like Terry Bean. So they don't mind associating with these pedophiles and pederasts. These are the icons. These are the heroes of the LGBT community. And again, that's in keeping with the scientific data that establishes that this vicious cycle of sexual abuse that occurs within the homosexual community, this is what populates in large part, not completely,
yeah,
but this is what in large part populates the homosexual community. It's an adult man rapes a young boy. He later identifies as homosexual, and this cycle continues.
Now, it's interesting that you bring up Harvey Milk because, yes, he did get a stamp. I did tell my local post office, why are you celebrating a pedophile? Because we do know that Harvey Milk was responsible for one young man that he actually raped over and over, a teen child, is really what he came down to be in between, because he's in his younger years of being a teenager. But interestingly enough, we know that he ended up committing suicide. Now, in saying that, I'm kind of curious, Matt, how is it that the homosexuals and these radicals are the victims? I want to get your answer right on the other side of the break. Are you good with me?
Yep, you bet.
Okay, you got Bradley and Matt Barber, barbwire.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll see you right on the other side. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Sale is on right now at guns80.com. That's guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking with Matt Barber from barbwire.com. Actually, I'm going to drive you over to my website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm a little biased here, Matt. Sorry about that. I think it looks a little cooler, but you know what? I love the name. I really do love the name. As a matter of fact, you sparked some of the ideas as to why we did what we did. We want to give people the answers, and that's exactly why we're doing the show today. Now, what I was saying right before the break, it's interesting to me. We were talking about Harvey Milk and how he was responsible for actually violating a young teen, and then that teenager ends up killing himself. Well, I can also think of another guy by the name of Dan Savage, who's a radical homosexual, again, appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. He goes into the White House whenever I suppose he feels that he needs to and whenever he's called upon. But interestingly enough, Dan Savage said of his political opposition that, you know, he wants them drugged behind a truck until there's nothing left but the rope. And that's also the definition of what they came up with concerning James Byrd, who was drugged behind a pickup until he was killed. He was a black man and he was killed by white men. But I noticed that over and over and over again with these guys, again, going back to Dan Savage, Matt, that they're over-the-top radicals. I mean, they attack God, which is humorous. I mean, going back to Dan Savage again, he's the guy that wrote a foreword to a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. I mean, the guy, if he doesn't like it, he licks door handles and, you know, in hopes that he'll get you sick. And to say all that, to say this, how come like a Southern Poverty Law Center, we know what they're about, and people for the most part get who they are. They're telling on themselves on a daily basis. But why is it that these organizations like Right Wing Watch and SPLC and, you know, these other organizations that just pester righteous people such as ourselves, Matt, how come they're not calling out these crimes concerning the homosexuals in the first place? I'm kind of curious. Whose side are they on here?
Well, they are the homosexuals themselves. They are the radicals. They are the extremists. They have the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Right Wing Watch you mentioned, which is part of People for the American Way, a radical anti-Christian organization, an atheist group that specializes in pro-homosexual activism, hating God, hating Christians. It all ties together. But, you know, people are starting to finally wake up. They're going to have the mainstream media behind them as well, because the mainstream media are radical leftists and secularists and anti-Christian bigots and pushing the homosexualist agenda. But of course they're not going to call. These guys they're nothing but a propaganda machine. When they can't win the argument on the merits, they have to attack. That's all they know. That's all they have, because their entire worldview is rooted in a lie. It's rooted in moral relativism. It's rooted frankly, it's rooted in, the teachings and the philosophy of the enemy of man, of the enemy of the world, of Satan himself. So that's all they know how to do, is to attack, to deceive, to try to destroy.
Well, in saying that, people, you really need to understand, listeners, that we're not the ones making this up. We're not the ones creating this. Mark Potok, as a matter of fact, case in point, director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. And is that what you see on a daily basis as to how do they attack you in what you're called to do, Matt? Or are they just patty caking with you? And do they really mean what they say when they say things like this?
Oh, absolutely. They are on a seek and destroy mission. And they've done, just as most things, there's just enough truth there in that they do monitor and watch the KKK and the Aryan Nation Brotherhood or whatever it's called, all these true hate groups that are potentially violent organizations and everything, but they do that so they can go after the Family Research Council, the American Family Association, yep, highly respected, legitimate Christian organizations, and then they call them hate groups and lump them in guilt by false association on their very hate watch page, right with the Aryan Brotherhood, the Aryan Nation, these potentially violent organizations, and the KKK. They lump them all together so that they try to paint with a broad brush.
Yep.
It's all about trying to smear Christians and Christian organizations. And as we know, it got one person shot at the Family Research Council with gay terrorist Floyd Corkins.
Yep.
They are putting people in danger.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that, and I'm glad you brought up the SPLC and the KKK, because most people don't know, and I'm about to tell you what you don't know, is that Morris D's actually used to defend the KKK against the black folks that they were violating. And again, we need to put two and two together here, friends, to understand that they are also, the KKK is also a creation of the Democratic Party. Now, why would they do something like that? But, friends, they are, and that's the bottom line. And again, I'm not giving my opinion. Now, I want to go back to this really quick. Again, article, deafening silence after Obama buddy, HRC founder, charged with rape of a 15-year-old boy. Can I ask, Matt, without too many details, exactly how did this young man come forward, and what exactly did this human rights commissioner do concerning his violations towards this young man, Terrence Patrick Bean?
Yeah, well, the Human Rights Campaign is the organization here at HRC. What happened was Terry Bean, who was 66 years old, had a little Twinkie boy toy named Kia Loy Lawson, a 25-year-old guy, who they had a falling out, and he found that Terry Bean had been videotaping his sex acts with him, other men, with a videotape and the light fixture in the room, and they had a falling out. So he went to authorities. He and Terry Bean allegedly met this young boy using Grindr, their app of choice to have these random hookups. Took him to a hotel, sodomized him, and this guy Lawson brought that to the authorities' attention. They investigated, they found this camera, and they went in and subsequently arrested Terry Bean. All you're hearing from the Human Rights Campaign is Terry Bean, incidentally, is still on the board of directors of the Human Rights Campaign. Not only the co-founder, he's on the board of directors. They said that he's taken a voluntary leave of absence from the board of directors. They support him 100% and so forth. So they finally, days later, about a week later, have finally come out with a statement, a very mild statement, not condemning the potential charges, not even distancing themselves from Terry Bean, just saying that he has taken a voluntary leave of absence.
Now, in saying that, let's parallel the gay rights activist Larry Brinken. Do you know what took place after he was actually charged? Do you know what the fallout was, Matt?
Well, yeah, he was charged. His fellow commissioners on the Human Rights Commission there in San Francisco supported him 100%. They couldn't believe it. This can't be true. He, of course, pled guilty to all charges, so for a lesser sentence. Can you believe this sicko was only sentenced to 6 months time served? He didn't even go spend time behind bars. Literally, you read all the horrific things he said and videos, sharing emails and videos of 1- and 2-year-old little babies being sodomized by adult men. Horrific stuff, yet he had the full support of all his fellow travelers in radical sexual anarchy there at the Human Rights Commission in San Francisco.
What do you suppose is going to happen on a nationwide basis when the American people really do take the mask off these victims? And of course, friends, this isn't about attacking any particular people. This is about defending a particular people that are under attack. And we're talking about young men that have been violated and raped by these homosexual icons, as well as a 1- and 2-year-old little girl that was forced into sexual acts concerning Larry Brinken. What do you suppose is going to happen when the American people finally wake up to the fact that this isn't about them being the victims, but yet they're the perpetrators? What again say you on this particular topic?
Well, the homosexual activists are masters at the propaganda game. They talk about marriage equality. They talk about, their whole end game here is to completely destroy God's design and any recognition of God's design for human sexuality, for the natural family, for natural marriage, to pervert it completely, to create kind of an androgynous society where anything goes, any kind of sex, lower the age of consent, everything. And they tend, as radical leftists do, they tend to overplay their hand. And people are starting to wake up slowly, slowly. These things take time, but I think people are starting to wake up that this radical homosexual activism is rooted in nothing more than sexual anarchy and an attack on the natural family, natural marriage, and natural human sexuality.
Got about 2.5 minutes left before our next break, Matt. I'm just kind of curious what your take is on President Barack Hussein Obama actually endorsing this kind of behavior through the people that he's appointed. I mean, your headline goes as follows, Obama's buddy. Why would Obama be hanging around people like this, Matt?
Hey, they have the same worldview. Obama thinks, you know, he talks about this so-called comprehensive sex education for kindergartners, teaching kindergartners this perversion. That's what this president has been advocating. Kevin Jennings, you know, Larry Bean, these are the circles he runs in. He even said, I run with Marxists and these radical sexual anarchists are, you know, these are his buddies. This is who Barack Obama is. He is a radical leftist, anything goes, moral relativist. He hates God. He hates God's standards. He's in rebellion against God. So these are his fellow travelers in crimes against nature.
You know, it's interesting as well, as he was the first, you know, he's called the first gay president. He didn't seem to kind of shy away from that. He kind of just took that whole thing on and just put a smile on his face and went with it. And interestingly enough, I wonder if anybody else noticed that, because I caught that right away. Like, is he going to back up on this one, or is he just going to keep walking and act like it never happened? Now he actually got his accreditation, or what he wanted to be. Now I'm out. Everybody knows who I am. Now everything's transparent, so it's not going to be a weird thing for me to be hanging around guys like, you know, this guy that just violated this 15-year-old kid. I thought when he came out, and when it did come out that he was the first gay president, I thought he kind of did it with a smile on his face, Matt. I mean, what was your take on that?
Yeah, well, of course, that was a figurative, that was,
of course.
Oh, I forget the gay activist saying, you know, but like Bill Clinton was the first black president. There are people who have come out and forward and said that Barack Obama himself was hanging around in gay bathhouses and stuff. I don't know. I haven't looked into any of that, you know, and done any kind of investigative work into whether or not Obama himself was actually gay. I don't know. But certainly, his mindset and his worldview is that he supports that perversion of human sexuality and the entire radical agenda that's behind it.
Well, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, doesn't it? Bad company corrupts good character, and we can see exactly who he's hanging out with. Matt, how do people get a hold of you real quick? Got about 5 seconds.
Hey, barbwire.com, BARB wire.com.
Appreciate you, man. We will have on you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to infidelbodyarmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Matt Barber, by the way, friends, when you read his columns, get your dictionary out. I mean, the guy is an intellectual giant. He really is. He was actually being pretty fair with everybody, so we really appreciate that if Matt's still listening. But the guy's second to none. By the way, he used to be a pro boxer, too. And you want to see a guy knock the chocolate out of somebody? Go online and watch some of his videos in the ring. I mean, the guy's as wide as I am tall. And I'm 6'5". I don't think he's really 6'5 in width, but you get the point. Now, friends, I wanted to get to this really quick because it's important for you to understand what happens when you stand down and you allot this flood of, not ignorance, they know exactly what they're doing, but this flood of a reprobate mindset and a heart set. Now, the Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, God knows it. What happens to a nation that turns away from God, namely a man? Read Psalm 14:1 when you get a moment. And this will explain guys like this. Are you ready for this? This is actually what I wanted to get to. It is animal rights activists demonstrate the definition of mental illness in a frozen chicken funeral at a frozen section of a grocery store in California. So you ready for this? Here we go.
Let's look. Of a life lost.
Now these environmentalists, sympathizers.
It's not food! It's violence!
He's preaching in a grocery store. This is violence, he says. There's about 10 of them illegally gathering in this store with flowers, signs. Now they got a casket, and he took one of the frozen chickens and put it inside of the casket. Now he's going to preach the eulogy, friends. This is the mindset that you're standing down on, friends, and these people are totally serious.
We are here today to mourn the lives of those who lie dead behind us.
Chickens.
Each one of these animals whose legs, ribs, and other mutilated body parts were sold here had stories of their own.
The chickens had stories of their own, friends.
They had rich emotional lives filled with desire, curiosity, pain, and sorrow. All cut short because they were born of a different species than us.
Now, friends, we're talking about chickens here.
And when institutions like this,
the funeral eulogy,
try to sell their stolen lives as happy or humane, they are silencing the terrored screams that accompanied their deaths.
Chickens. I want you to understand this is a eulogy at a grocery store for frozen dead chickens.
The story of a beautiful life that could have been lived, but was violently ended in memory of a life lost.
This is a reprobate mind. This is a people that have turned away from a just and holy God.
I can't have you fail, so I need you to stop.
I'm sorry for the trauma.
Here comes another one.
And utter isolation you had to endure. I'm sorry you were viewed as a mere commodity. You were not. You were a unique individual with personality, wants, and needs that were discarded along with your tortured body. Please know that we remember you. We cherish you, and we will continue to fight for your rights that were selfishly and needlessly taken away. May you finally rest in peace.
Security's coming over and kicking them out. But listen, here they're going to come forth. Here comes another one.
That day will come. People will see what's the same about animals. It's still what's the same about
animals.
People will see the true reality. People, animals,
Yep. Now the guy's coming over and saying, we got a business to run. But folks, the audacity of these people to just go inside of the grocery store. And actually, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to understand, I am not kidding. These people belong in a ward, friends. They're at a grocery store preaching a eulogy one after another. Each preacher comes forward to defend the frozen chickens. And this is the mindset that you're up against. This is what is advocated. Do you understand how this gives way to tyranny? And to think that there's a people out there that would boldly proclaim and actually stand up and defend a bunch of frozen chickens to bring a casket inside of the grocery store, take the frozen chicken, not that he's going to purchase, but he just feels that he has the right to go do what he wants anyways, this group of people do, and take the chicken, put it inside of the casket, and then begin to preach a eulogy. Then they take turns. One guy is holding flowers. Folks, you know what really jacks me up about all of this? 4,000 babies a day are murdered today in the womb. And America will just go on about its own little merry way, not even giving it a second thought concerning the innocent in the womb, those that were fearfully created in the womb by our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. But they'll tolerate a bunch of individuals who will go inside of a grocery store and attempt to preach eulogies for dead, frozen chickens. By the way, that God created for me and you. Now, if you've got a problem with that, do me a favor. Just get some barbecue sauce and mail it to me or actually bring it over to my house so we can eat those chickens up. I mean, this last guy here, friends, was talking about the cries of the chicken. I've not yet heard a chicken cry. I've heard them cackle. I've heard them crow, but I've never heard them cry. Sam, I got a 10-year-old producer back here right now with me. Sam, I got a question for you. Have you ever, in all of your experience, in all of your years, have you ever heard a chicken cry?
Nope.
I mean, this is a sad day in America. But what does jack me up, thank you, sir. What does jack me up, friends, again, in all seriousness, is that these people will stand boldly and proclaim and defend frozen chickens in a grocery store. Acting, now remember how I told you this victim mentality comes in with these people because it's a totalitarian method? They don't care about the babies that are being slaughtered in the womb. They don't care about human life. They care about Mother Earth. And in this particular case, they're hiding behind the chickens who are now the victims. Can you imagine what this is giving way to, friends, by allowing this? Because I'll tell you what, you're beginning to see it, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Just when you thought you've seen it all, then here comes this. And this is exactly the mindset that I'm continuously, through the Word of God, warning you to be aware of. To be aware of in every step of the way, friends. Because these people, no offense, you know, to the good teachers, but these are probably teachers that work for the NEA somewhere in the school system, and they were probably given a pass to go protest and to defend. They're protesting people that are buying these dead frozen chickens, friends, just to make myself clear. And they're also defending the life of the dead frozen chicken. Now, I do want you to do this for me. What I was going to say is, friends, that these are probably teachers that work in the school district in California somewhere. But I also want you to do this. I want you to go and check out this website because it's not offensive just to hear it. And if you're offended, praise God. I'm happy for that. But you want to talk about a righteous indignation? Watch the sincerity of these reprobates doing what they're doing. Because this is the very definition of mental illness, friends. I want to say it again. This is the very definition of a mental illness. Because I was blown away. As a matter of fact, when I first seen it, I said, we got to get this one up. People need to see how far this will go. And folks, we see in other countries where they tolerate this, that now men are marrying animals, women are marrying animals. One woman over in England, I believe, or Australia, she married a bridge. It does get that weird because there's no limits to how sick a man can really be or a woman can really be. George Whitefield, the great awakening preacher who used to preach in colleges during the awakening in the United States of America, said this. He said, a man or a woman left to themselves, I'm adding woman, is half devil and half beast. You're seeing just that being exhibited. It's called animal rights activists demonstrate the definition of mental illness in a frozen chicken funeral. And I want you to understand something, friends. You can go ahead and laugh about this all that you want, but I want to say this. It's no laughing matter because, friends, rest assured they'll take another step back or another step forward if you allow them to do just that. Folks, I want to remind you on a closing note that we are here to awaken the nation as to what's going on. As Matt Barber just got done sharing with us just a couple minutes ago, people are slowly awakening to the fact of what's going on. Concerning the radical homosexuals, I'm bringing forth these other this other group of mentally ill people, namely those that are having a frozen chicken funeral at a grocery store. We're here to wake you up, to show you what's going on, but you have to respond to the truth that's given. That is where the hope is found, but it better be in Christ. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 24. See ya.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.